you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk. I'm your host, Tanisha Javon. This is where we have conversation and get things off our chest. So sit back, relax, grab your snack, fill up your glass, and let's chat.
I'm your co-host, Mitra, and I just want to give a special shout out and thanks to all of our international listeners, Puerto Rico, Ireland, Canada, New Zealand, Switzerland, Germany, Singapore, Australia, Denmark, Bahamas, France. Woo, y'all almost lost my breath. There's so many of y'all. Thank y'all. And of course, to our home, United States, thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
Yes, I love it.
One more thing.
I have some great news. According to our geographic location, we have some new listeners.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So also want to give a special shout out to United Kingdom, Poland, Brazil, Kenya, Sint Maarten, Portugal, Belize, Ghana, Sweden, Bangladesh, Saudi Arabia, Dominican Republic, Ivory Coast, Tanzania, and South Korea.
Thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
And make sure you subscribe.
So now, let's get into this episode.
Yes, let's do it.
Yo, 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 what's up? It's your girl, Mitra, and your girl, Tanisha Javon. Today, we have a beautiful soul on the line with us, Misha. Can you say hello to our listeners?
Hey, y'all, what's up? What's going on?
Hey.
Yes. So we got your information at a talent event that we were at a couple weeks ago. And one of your poems really stuck out to me. Your spoken word, two, not enough. And I believe you wrote this back in 2021. And yes. I just wanted to touch on that for a moment, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah. No, that's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, I wrote this poem, and it was actually in reference to me. I find that sometimes we are our own worst enemies, especially when it comes to our mental state. We bring ourselves down. We critique ourselves the most. And so I wrote this to not enough, but in reality, it's me versus me.
Wow.
Me talking to me.
Honestly, no. When I heard the poem, I honestly felt like it was like a collaboration of different things, because I too have felt the exact same way. And I'm sure many other women, girls, even guys have felt the way that you spoke in this spoken word piece. And I am really now getting to the point where I have to, you know, rip the tape off and let my confidence show and just go with it. How was self holding you back?
I did a lot of comparison. Like, it's hard not to when you're a creative, or even when you're, you know, when you're just out doing what you do, there's, you know, it's not just you, there's other people doing what you do out there. And so you know, I compared myself and thought, well, maybe I'm not doing enough, maybe, you know, I'm not writing enough, maybe I'm not speaking enough, all these other things. And so I definitely bogged myself down with that. And so I felt like, to not enough, it was like, it was a comparison thing. It was like, oh, I'm not enough for this realm of creativity or whatever it is. And so that's exactly where I was coming from in that poem. And that's how I was feeling when I wrote that.
And it's funny you say that, because we had an interview that dropped. And in that interview, we said, comparison is the stealer of all joy. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Because I too, whether it's with another woman, you know, in the same workforce as I'm, like, why does she get it this way? Why? And the thing is, you can't, I learned that years ago, you cannot compare, because if you compare, I mean, you will forever be unhappy. And I'm so glad you said that. T, how do you feel about comparing yourself to others? T,
I feel like when you start comparing yourself to other people, you start losing sight of your own vision.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And then you get sidetracked, and that's when you then the very thing that you once loved no longer be the very thing that you once loved, because you started directing that attention to a place that shouldn't even been.
It shouldn't have been there in the first place. Exactly. Yeah. So it's funny that you say that, T, because when you said that, it sparked a memory in my mind. There was a race and a girl was running and she looked back to see where her competition was. And when she saw how close they were, she lost focus that she was ahead. She lost focus that she was in the lead and they passed her. So, you know, I mean that literally and figuratively, like, keep your eyes on your own paper, stay in your own lane. Don't compare is really the stealer of all joy, seriously. And I find it that a lot of people try to put me in a box and compare me to them, which a lot of times people only see what the end result is, or when you're starting to get gratification for work that you've put in for years and years and years, and they only see the shiny, the beautiful rose that has. They didn't see the seeds that were put in the ground. They didn't see the days where it looked like it never was coming. They didn't see the rain. They didn't see everything, all the sunshine that it took to get the sunshine, the rain, the sunshine, the bipolar stages. They didn't see that part. All they saw was that beautiful red pink rose, and now all they're looking at that, but you don't know what it took to get to this point.
Exactly. People always look at the beautiful ending, but they never look at the process.
Right. Absolutely. So, Mishi, what do you have going on right now as far as any upcoming events or anything like that?
So I'm actually in the process of doing my own set of interviews. So every month of May. Yes, every month of May, I take my time and I shift the focus off of me off on my page, and I highlight 10 different brown skin women. Hey. And their businesses, yes, their businesses or their passions, whatever it is that they are into, what they love. And so I highlight them. And I started this back in 2020 during the pandemic, because I was like, I don't know if any of our Black women are getting, you know,
recognition,
the support. Yeah, the recognition and the support that they need, because they're still going, like, despite the pandemic, they're still going. And I had esthetician friends and makeup artists and everybody who was still trying to, you know, support themselves and promote themselves. And so I wanted to step in and help and be a part of that. So so the whole month of May, like, we're highlighting the color brown, and it's all about brown skin women. I've got 10 interviews that I'll be dropping, highlighting 10 different women. So I'm focusing a lot on that right now, for sure.
I love that.
Yeah, it's so important. I feel like, honestly, with me, I am a giver. I am a lover. I am a supporter. And I do best when I'm helping somebody else or when I'm uplifting somebody else. And a lot of people don't even realize it, because when I'm down, because I'm always edifying somebody else and lifting others up. And so to hear you say that, I just love to hear that, because we have so much. And I hate to bring negativity into the conversation, but we have so many people, colored women, that don't want to uplift one another. But I really love the fact that you're doing that. It's very inspirational.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you.
You know, hopefully, you never know, by you doing this, you might inspire other people to follow behind, you know, following your footsteps.
Yes, correct. And that's the hope, is like, I want to be able to help spark that, like, in somebody. Because to be honest, like, as we were talking about the whole comparison thing, like, it helped me break out of my comparison a little. I was like, you know, there's a lot of amazing Black women who are doing their thing, and it inspired me to be like, you know what, I can do my thing too. Like, they're going for it. And I'm supporting them. And you know what? I need to support myself too. Like, I need to do the same thing. I need to go as hard for me as I go for them. So,
right. Yeah.
And that's so true. And you got to remind yourself that you are unique.
Absolutely.
Yes. Your own original self. So it's like, why even want to compare yourself to be like someone else when you're supposed to be your own original, unique person?
Right. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I've heard this multiple times here recently, just because you're doing something and someone's doing something that is similar to yours, they don't have that same touch. That their voice isn't as strong as yours. Their delivery isn't your delivery. So, you know, and I feel like, honestly and truly, there's room for everybody to blossom. Mm-hmm. There's room for everybody to shine. And I feel like us as women, if we let that woman get their shine, your time will come. And that's something I learned a long time ago. Like, the moment you learn to get happy for others, yours will come sooner than you think. And that, I feel like that's why I am so blessed. Even though, like, if I'm going through something and I'm down and a friend calls me with good news, you will never know that I have an issue going on, because I'm going to be on 10 for them, because I want to support them and edify them in their joy and their happiness. Because honestly and truly, hearing good news always uplifts me. I've never been the one to get jealous or to feel away, because if God can do it for them, he can do it for me as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you said you're doing your interviews for the month of May. Do you think that you will ever get to the point where maybe you might extend that beyond May, or do it several times a year, or is May gonna be your highlight month?
I honestly feel like it will expand, because there are so many times where, like, I put the application up, and of course 10 people is not a lot, but I know for me personally, with me working and everything, like, it's feasible for me to do 10 interviews, to edit 10 interviews, to put them, you know, create the content and put them out. Cause I'm kind of like a one girl show at this point, like putting all this stuff together. But yes, eventually I feel like it's definitely going to have to extend another month at some point in the year, because there are so many women who come to me like, are you still doing it? Like, I'd love to. And I feel terrible. I'm like, oh, like, I won't be doing it till next year. And, you know, by that time they might have forgotten. And so I feel like, you know, I am in the process of being like, you know what, I might just have to extend it, or, like, you know, wait a few months, then do it again.
Right.
Because I want to be able to highlight the women, you know, who want to step out. And for some of them, this is their first interview ever, like, or this is their first time, like, experiencing this type of, you know, promotion. And so I want to be able to usher that into, you know, their platforms. So, yes.
Now, are your interviews, are they available on YouTube, or where are they? Are they on Instagram, or?
Yes, they're on my Instagram. So if you go on my Instagram TV, there's a series, and you'll see there's 2 seasons already. This is the 3rd year, so I'll be dropping the 3rd season this year. So it's called the Brown Skin Girl Project, or the BSGP, and then it'll have the first season and then season 2. So you can find all of those interviews there, and even, like, their quotes and things that we've highlighted that they've said in their interviews.
Awesome. Can you give our listeners your Instagram handles, any Twitter handlers, handles, I'm sorry, TikTok handles, anything, anywhere they can follow you, they can find you to get your content, to see what you're doing,
Yes. So my Instagram which is kind of my hub and my main, other than my website. My Instagram is at Mishy Writes. So MISHY and Writes, like writing. So that's my Instagram. My Twitter is Mishy_Writes. Somebody took the Mishy Writes, so I had to put the underscore in there. And then my website is www.mishywrites.com. Oh, and my blog. I actually blog as well. So it's different. So my blog name is actually Mishiela, my full name, MISHEALA.com. So Mishy's just a nickname, but Mishiela is my full name. So
it's a beautiful name.
Yes,
Thank you so much.
So is there anything that we didn't cover that you want to talk about, or that you want to get out there, or you want to talk to our listeners, I will tell you that we are in 54 different countries. We're over 7,000 listeners. So just let us know, let them know if there's anything else that you want to bring awareness to, anything else that you want to say that we did not cover. Now's the time.
Okay, well, I do have a published poetry book out. It is on Amazon. It's my first published self-published poetry book, and it's entitled Blue. And it's just a compilation. Thank you. It's a compilation of poetry from when I first started writing to about like 2019, early 2020. And so I started poetry, goodness, it's been since I think summer of 2016. And I started it because I wanted, you know, I actually wanted to heal from a heartbreak.
Wow.
Yes.
Can I interrupt you right quick?
No, yes.
Because Tanisha's first book was called Wounds of a Healing Heart, and it was a poetry book as well. So it's crazy that it's so ironic.
Similarities. Yes. When she said that, it brought a flashback.
I know. I just I'm so sorry for interrupting, but
I'm gonna have to get your book.
Gonna get yours as well.
Oh, perfect. Yes, I started it because, ironically, the person that I was, it wasn't even a real relationship, but, you know, I was talking to and then got heartbroken over, was into poetry, and I was like, oh, maybe I could utilize it for my healing process. And then I started getting into, like, reading contemporary poets like Rupi Kaur and Raina Biddy, and their words healed me, and so in the process, I was like, no, I feel like I could write, you know, my perspective of my heartbreak and start just poetically doing it. So I started off on Tumblr anonymously because I was like, I don't know if anybody wants to see this just yet. And then eventually I started posting it. I started being more bold. I started doing events and speaking. And so, yes. And then eventually writing my book, which was released last year, so a whole year. Of Blue. So that's on Amazon. So if you just type in Mishy Poetry Blue, it'll pop up and you'll see kind of like a girl with a crown in this blue, pink, purple background holding a blue butterfly. And that's my book.
Awesome. And I will be copying that as well. Awesome.
Thank you so much. Yes.
It was definitely a breath of fresh air talking to you.
Yes.
I'm happy. Record with us, so I definitely thank you for allowing yourself to be available to chat with me and Mitra.
Yes, we really appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate you guys for just reaching out and for, you know, taking the time to even, I know, like, my man's the one who, like, gave you guys my business card. I lost my voice at the event, so I was like, man, I want to network, but I have no voice. And it's loud.
But no, I'm glad that, you know, I'm definitely glad that he did that. So, you know, and just to see that, just to know that we have similarities, it's amazing how when you cross paths with people you don't know and you have all these similarities with them. So, which is amazing. And this is still networking. Not only are you networking with us, which I'm going to buy your book, like I already said, but you're networking with other people who are listening to you as well. So thank you for your, you know, for your
time. Out,
Misha. Thank you. She always finishes my sentences. And she leaves me.
Thank you for your positive energy, all of that. Like, this interview was like, we do a ton of interviews, and and I think, like I told Tanisha, we've been doing this for going on 2 years, and I feel like, you know, our reach is reaching so many people. And I tell her after each interview, I said, I feel like we're getting better and better, but this really, this interview really, like, really brought a whole nother realm of positivity. Like, it's just so good to hear other women edifying other women, because I love it. Like, I am the complete polar opposite of jealousy, so I want to see everybody win. I want to see everybody shine, and the fact that you share those same desires, it makes me feel good. So really appreciate it,
you know.
And I'm honored.
And I know we was talking about like comparison and something. So just to throw this out there, this has nothing to do with comparison. But speaking with you, you put me in the mind of Tiffany J with a sweet spirit. So I know you don't know her, but I definitely feel like I need to connect with you. But, you know, I just wanted to throw that out there. But Misha, did you have anything else?
I don't have anything. I think we covered everything. Misha, did you have anything else that you wanted to say?
Well, I don't think so. Other than I will say I'm a, if you guys don't mind, cause this is how we started anyway. I'm a plug my man. So
absolutely.
Go for it, girl. Yeah,
plug my man. Because honestly, he is the reason why I am like who I am right now, because I struggle so hard with like the comparison. He was so patient with me, and like to have someone in your life who sees you and sees the beauty in you and like sees you struggle, but knows like, no, they're going to get there at that point, you know, like he really helped me. And so That's awesome. Appreciate him. And I want to shout him out because he is amazing. But he is a rapper here in Chattanooga. He is, I guess, from Charlotte, North Carolina as well. And so I just want to plug him. He's getting merch out. He's got music out. He's, you know, we're starting to vlog together and separately.
Give his Instagram handles. Yes. And all of that, boo.
Yes. So his Instagram is 7. So it's S3V3N and then 3 underscores. So that's his Instagram. And then on YouTube, it's CD7, official CD7. But I think he actually changed it to 7 as well. So S3V3N. And so if you just go on there and just check him out, you know, check his music out. He's got t-shirts now that he's, you know, selling. So y'all want to cop one of those and you could just DM him. So I love him and I appreciate him for just, again, giving you ladies my contact information so this connection could happen. And I appreciate y'all for just, again, taking the time to get to know me, to even research me and just discuss the things that I love and appreciate. So I love y'all. Like I can already feel the positive connection. So
girl, don't make me cry. You got tears rolling up in my eyes. I've been drinking too, so you know it ain't hard. So this is a beautiful, beautiful interview. Thank you so much for joining us. And again, this is your girl Mitra and your girl Tanisha Javon with our special guest Misha, and we are signing off. No gossip, just talk. And that is the Inside Scoop. Make sure you tune in again for another great episode.
I'm your host, Tanisha Javon.
And I'm your co-host, Mitra.
And when you check in with us, it's no gossip, just talk. Ciao for now.
For those who may not know me, my name is Corinne. My father was murdered and it left me truly broken. All I have left is my sister and mother. But unfortunately, my mother is not present. She's battling her own demons, and the sad part about all of this, I hate her. Not only that, I hate me too. And honestly, I'm lost with no direction. To learn more about my life, read Volume 1 and 2, If Only I Had a Home.
Go over to my website at Tanisha Peak. That is T-E-N-I-S-H-A. P with a double E .com and grab your books today. Ciao for now.